State Plyer in for Bob Surratt this morning, and our pal from Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief, co-founder, is joining us on the line. Happy holidays to you, Seamus. We're talking a little bit about the museum ideas you have here, so I'm kind of going through the list here. It seems like the every museum in town has a special day, special hours, or something going on during a winter break for the family, especially if you're doing a staycation.
Yes, absolutely. Maybe that's why I was breathing heavy, just the idea of
the excitement.
Free museums all around Chicago, right?
The excitement of it all, I know, right?
Yeah. No, there's some great options, and I know, a couple days into break, you're enjoying the time with the family and sitting around, but after a while, you start wondering, like, well, what can we do to maybe get out and have a little bit of fun out there? So, yeah, lots of good options. Some of them are completely free. Some of them are for Illinois residents only, and some of them are specific days, like the Adler Planetarium is free Wednesdays year-round, 4 to 10 p.m., so if you can, which isn't bad, because then you can actually see some stars while you're down there. Nowadays, it's pretty dark at 4.
Yeah, I like the Chicago History Museum. It has free admission year-round for Illinois residents younger than 18, which is really great. And then the Art Institute right now is offering free admission for all children younger than 14 and teenagers 14 to 18, which gives a great opportunity to explore and discover something new. Bally's Casino, I know it's a brand new thing in the middle of downtown Chicago for the most part before it opens up its real building. It's over at the old Bloomingdale's building. It's where is it located right now? It's the Medina Temple right now, but it's going to be open 24/7.
Yeah, that's right. They're, this opened in September at that temporary spot, and it's, I would say the revenue has been sort of lagging, or
yeah,
at least has flattened out month over month. So, they asked the gaming board, the Illinois Gaming Board, if they could go open 24/7 to try to boost that. In reality, what we're really talking about, that's only 4 extra hours. They're already open until 4 a.m. and closed at 8. So, I guess you don't have to ever kick anybody out at this point, but it's not a huge change in the operating hours, and not necessarily the best hours in the day. But I don't know, I guess 5 a.m. in River North is a little bit more hopping than in some other neighborhoods. But Bally's, we'll see how it goes. They've got some things, that are just challenging. It's a temporary location. There isn't a lot of parking down there. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it's 800 slot machines, 56 gaming tables, 2 restaurants, a coffee shop. But, it was projected for the year at $12.8 million. There are $2.2 million. So, well, hopefully those 4 hours makes up for all that. let's see what else we got on the list here. The St. Lawrence Catholic School is kind of pivoting a little bit. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, this is St. Lawrence Catholic School in the South Shore neighborhood. It closed in 2002, and it's been empty ever since. I've talked a lot with Bob over the years about, and you probably have on your show as well, about Theaster Gates, who's an artist who does a lot of work restoring buildings and bringing in art programs to the South Side in particular. He has bought this building, this old church school in South Shore. It's at 1353 East 72nd Street. So, not far from the lake down there. So the Esther Gates bought this. The company, which is called Rebuild Chicago, is working on building what he's calling an arts incubator there, where they're going to have some art studios, there's going to be classes, there's going to be archives of some different organizations down there, and really just trying to bring this building back to life.
Very, very cool. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. What are you doing for New Year's? Anything exciting?
I've got really nothing good planned other than hanging out with my family, which is good.
I like that.
I should rephrase that, but my neighbors are having a party. We're going to just try to keep it on the block, keep it quiet, and keep my powder dry for next year.
I love it. All right. Sounds good, Seamus. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You too.